You are listening to Radha the Superhero Vampire, written by Isha Pungalia, narrated by Nishka Raheja. Episode 4. The small teapoy was the only thing separating the girl with the powers of a vampire bat from the extremely ordinary middle-aged man. They looked at each other for a few seconds before either found words to start speaking. His lips were pursed as if he was mad, but his eyes told a different story. A glimmer of warmth would suddenly appear and instantly disappear.
"You must trust every word I say." "Why? Because you are spying on me? And this makes you worthy of my trust?" "I am spying, yes, but only to protect you." "Protect me? Why? And from whom?"
"Worst case scenario, from yourself. But there may be many who might prove a threat to you, and my job is to keep an eye on you and make sure nothing happens to you."
"You are going to protect me? And what do you mean by my job is to keep an eye?
What job?
And do you have powers like me?"
"Powers?" Shabana cut in and asked in confusion.
"Yes, Shabana, I have powers. For example, guess what? Grandma just turned on her side. Go check."
Shabana left immediately and in a matter of seconds was back.
"How did you know?"
she demanded.
"It's called Sona, the abilities of a bat," responded Radha to Shabana impatiently.
Then turning back, she said,
"So, Mr. Kumar, answer my question. Do you have powers? Are you going to protect me?"
Kumar was now smiling, and his smile had a glimpse of comfort in it.
"Not me, no," he said. "I'm just a regular man. But your aunts want to protect you."
"Aunt? I don't have any."
"Your entire family, Radha. All your aunts."
"The only family I have is my grandmother, who is terribly useless. Even now she is sleeping."
Kumar was smiling even broader now.
"Radha, she is not your grandmother. Your real grandmother passed away 3 years ago."
Radha's rage was building.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?